Let's go to Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6. I've told everyone, I've told this story so much that most of you probably heard this story before. I'll never forget, there was a night that when we were living in Conway, and I don't remember if I was dealing with preaching or what I was dealing with. It was an urgent prayer request, Brother Ralph, that I was praying about. I was in my bedroom right by myself, and I was praying, and it's y'all know what I'm talking about. I was praying, and it's just like the devil come, slipped right behind me, said, "You wasting your time. Your prayers ain't going no higher than the ceiling." And then all of a sudden, there's another voice come on. Amen. Said, "That's all right. I'm in the room with you, so." He's everywhere present and nowhere absent. Amen. Amen. I want to preach a little while on this thought tonight, and I'll promise you I won't hold you long. What to do this year if your prayers are not answered? What to do this year if your prayers are not answered? Matthew chapter 6, when you get there, let's stand if you can in honor of God's word. Got a good bit of scripture I want to read. Verse 1, "Take heed that you do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not pray, be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. When ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Let's pray. God, we love you. We thank you for the reading of your word, God. We thank you for being so good to us. We thank you, God, that we can come in and, Lord, we can don't have to worry about somebody trying to shut our service down, God. We can worship you. We can read your word, God. We can pray. We can raise our hands. We can say amen. Thank you for living in a free country, Lord. God, and I ask your hand to be upon us right now. Help us right now, Lord, as we do our very best to do it and preach the word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. There will be a time this year, and you mark my words, there will be a time this year that you don't think your prayers are being heard. Every one of us is going to go through it. I don't care how holy you are. I don't care how sanctified you are. I don't care how close your walk is to the Lord. Every one of us is going to go through it. You're going to need to do something. And when you get there, you're going to need to do something about it. I found this little poem that said, now listen to this. If the request is wrong, God says no. If the timing is wrong, God says slow. If you are wrong, God says grow. But if the request is right, the timing is right, and you are right, God says go. When we line up, I'm just telling you, the word's plain on this, amen. If your prayers are not being answered, number one, let's just kind of go through this. Number one, search your own heart. Think about this. If your prayers are not being answered, search your own heart. Let me go ahead and tell you that it will never be God's fault that your prayers aren't answered. Never. The Bible tells us in John chapter 15, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, John chapter 15, verse 5 through verse 7, Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, and he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, for they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Search your heart. All, let me go ahead. You want to know, I'm going to be honest with you. Most, 90% of the time, the reason our prayers aren't getting answered is the one just looking back at you in the mirror. It'll never be God's fault. Right. Now, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says, prayers are hindered for husbands for not honoring the wife. If you don't like it, take it up with God. I'm going to say that again. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 says that prayers can be hindered for husbands not honoring their wives. James chapter 4, verse 3 says prayers can be hindered because we ask amiss. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9, prayers can be hindered for not hearing the law. Matthew chapter 5, verse 23, prayers can be hindered for unforgiveness. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13, for neglecting the poor, prayers can be hindered. In other words, you know, we all know we got a job to do, amen? We all know, and let me go into it. It will never be God's fault. It will always be our fault. I can't blame Dallas for my prayers not getting answered. I can't blame Brother Ralph for my prayers not getting answered. I'm the one that's got to take responsibility. So this year, when you don't feel like your prayers are being heard and you don't feel like your prayers are being answered, search your heart. Search your heart. Now, when you do that, take it a step further. Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24 says this, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I was thinking about this as I was studying today. The psalmist, and I believe it's David that's writing this, he says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Was he asking God that because he didn't know if there was any wicked way in him or not? And I'm bad for saying this, you know, I'm bad for saying something like, we always know when we're wrong. There could be a situation in our lives that something has gone amiss and something is not quite lining up like it needs to be, and you don't even see it. And that's when you need to start searching your heart. And when that don't work, hey, turn it over to God, glory to God. And I'm going to tell you right now, when God starts, God will be honest with you. See, you can call me, and I might not be quite honest with you. I'll be honest with you. You know, a lot of times if we ain't careful, Brother Donald, when somebody asked us a question or somebody asked our opinion about something, we do our very best to try to tell them the right thing, and we try to tell them and try to be honest. But, you know, sometimes we'll kind of go to the left just a little bit because we don't want to hurt their feelings too bad. But let me go ahead and tell you something. When you ask God to start searching you, God don't care about your feelings. Search me, O God. Show me where I'm wrong. Oh, yeah, you start praying a prayer like that, he'll come down. He'll show you exactly where you're wrong. And God will be honest with you, amen? I mean, he'll search you a whole lot deeper than you will search. See, we just like to do, you know, on the outside kind of stuff. Well, I'm reading my Bible, and I'm having my prayer time. I'm paying my tithes. I'm faithful to church. Lord, I'm covering all the bases. Are you really? Are you really? The Bible says in Psalms 26, verse 2, examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my reins and my heart. God, now listen, God will do what it takes to clean you up. When you get sincere with God and you start asking God to search you and you search your heart and you ask God to search you, listen to what Zechariah chapter 13 verse 9 says. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined, and I will try them as gold is tried, and they shall call on my name and I will hear them. I will say, this is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Y'all know how gold and silver is refined, don't you? It's refined through the fire. Search me, God, and show me. See, sometimes the problem is God will do his very best to point out what's wrong in our lives, but we won't listen. Somebody say amen right there. God, I mean, you come to church and the preacher preaches on exactly what you're dealing with, and you go to Sunday school and the teacher is teaching on exactly what you're dealing with. That somebody gets up and sings a song and it's exactly what you're dealing with. You going down the road and some preacher on the radio or somebody on the radio with a song is there, and God's doing his very best to get your attention, but when that don't work, guess what? You're getting ready to go in the fire. So in your prayers are not being answered, search your heart, then ask God to search you. Folks, there have been times in my life that I've had to do that. And sometimes it ain't fun. Amen? Sometimes it ain't fun. If your prayers aren't being answered, look and see if Jesus' words are abiding in you. John 15, verse 7, I've already read it one time. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will and it shall be done. The conditions of answered prayer is abiding in Christ and his words abiding in us. Now look here, the Greek word for abide, I had to look this up today. I thought I'd looked it up before, but I'm not sure. It means it is a primary verb. It means to stay in a given place or a given state or a given relation. It means to continue, to dwell, to endure, and to be present and to remain. How many times have we, let's just be honest. How many times have we noticed ourselves straying away? Don't raise your hand. Taylor, I'm going to preach on me. I'm going to tell you right now. Boy, first of the year, I always start out the first of the year. I'm going to read my Bible through this year. I'm going to make sure I get up every morning. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to have my prayer time. And I'm telling you right now, about the 8th or 10th day, it's done got so slack, I don't even know where I'm supposed to be at in my Bible. I know y'all holier than me. But y'all just hang with me a little bit. I need to abide. I need to stay. I can discipline myself to get up 3 or 4 times a week and go work out, but I can't discipline myself enough to get in this Bible every day. I can discipline myself. You know, we can say that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, but we can't give God 30 minutes or 45 minutes a day in prayer. Folks, I'm just telling you, when your prayers aren't being answered, check and see if you're abiding in Jesus and Jesus' words are abiding in you. Ask yourself, am I delighting in the Lord? Now listen. Psalms 37, verse 4, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of our heart. Now, that don't mean what we think it means. That word delight there, if you go back to the Hebrew word delight is a Hebrew word called anah, and it means to be soft or pliable. In other words, what this is, it means that God is the one molding you. And I was thinking about it today as I was studying. If we ain't careful, and I hope everybody's got some kind of resolution to make. I hope that you are wanting to read your Bible through this year. My goal this year is to read my Bible through twice. That's a goal that I have this year. But let me ask you a question. Am I doing it because I'm delighting in the Lord, or am I doing it just because it's something to do? Do I really want to do it? Or is it something I just feel obligated to do? I need to be pliable. I need to let God mold me. See, I y'all know my favorite phrase. It ain't about you. It's all about him. Well, I might need to start changing that. It ain't about me. It's all about him. And if I'm pliable and I'm delighting in the word, then I am delighting in the word. I'm looking forward to it. I delight in coming to church. I delight in having the prayer time. I delight in witnessing. That ought to be a goal of ours. And listen, when your prayer time, when your prayers aren't getting answered, you want to do all you can do to get that where it needs to be. It kind of leads me to my next point. Analyze your motives. Analyze your motives. James chapter 4, verse 3, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss that ye may consume it upon your own lust. Is it a want or a need? I read something today. It said prayer is surrendering to the will of God. And that is. Let me give you a good illustration on this. How many of y'all, Brother Ralph was in the Navy. And, you know, only thing, I got a little old boat at the house. Not like the Navy. But you think about this. When you throw that anchor, Dallas, when you throw that anchor on the hill, or that boat hook, you throw that boat hook out on the hill and you start pulling it in, you ain't pulling the hill towards you. You pulling you toward the hill. That's how us being surrendered in prayer has to be. When we get our anchor where it needs to be and we start tightening up on the anchor, hey, God ain't going to move from where he's at to come to you. You got to move from where you're at to get to him, amen? And that's when our motives start lining up with what God wants us to do. And that's when we can have our prayers answered. When your prayers aren't getting answered, now listen real close while I'm going to get ready to say, confess your faults. If it's a fault against another, you confess it to another. If it's a fault against God, you confess it to God. The Bible tells us in James chapter 5, verse 6, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I heard something one time, it's kind of strange how that when we pray, we don't never pray for God to change our character, we always pray for God to change our circumstance. Folks, listen. You can't be right with God and be wrong with man. You hear what I said? You can't have unforgiveness. You can't have bitterness. You can't, you can forgive somebody and still hold a grudge. Amen. You can forgive somebody and still have a little bitterness in your heart toward them. But, you know, I go back to what David said, and I've said this before. David says this a lot of times in Sunday school. David said, you know, there were situations over the last several years that, you know, some things was happening, and he kind of started feeling resentment and a little anger towards other people. He said, you know, when I started praying for them, all that left. You can't pray for somebody and be mad at them. And sometimes that will hinder our prayers. Confess your faults. Pray again. Now listen. The Bible talks about it in Kings chapter 18. After Elijah was confronting Ahab, the Bible said it hadn't rained in about 3 years, 3.5 years. And the Bible says that Elijah starts praying. And he sends his servant. He said, go look. And the servant comes back and said, I don't see nothing. He sent him 7 times. And he finally came back. He said, well, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. And it started pouring down rain. Amen. The Bible tells us about Daniel in Daniel chapter 10. The Bible talks about how Daniel prayed, and for 21 days, his prayers were not answered. Come to find out, it was the prince of this world. It was Satan that had hindered his prayers. So Daniel just kept praying. Daniel didn't stop after 3 days. Well, my prayer ain't got answered. I think I'll just quit. After 5 days, well, my prayer ain't got answered. I think I'll just quit. After 10 days, well, my prayer ain't got answered. I think I'll just quit. After 15 days, well, my prayer ain't got answered. I think I'll just quit. No, Daniel kept right on praying. Sometimes you just got to go back and pray again. Sometimes I believe the Lord looks down and said, let me just see if Mike's real serious about this. I want to see how serious Mike is about this. Hey, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Amen. I don't remember exactly how the story went. But I know I've heard, saw it on YouTube, how Bobby Richardson had prayed for Mickey Mantle. And prayed and prayed and prayed for Mickey Mantle. You know, they played ball together. They was on the Yankees back in the 50s, 60s. And Bobby Richardson was a Christian back then. Years and years he prayed. Finally, Mickey Mantle got saved. Think about my wife's daddy. We prayed for him, I think it was 18 years. He got diagnosed with cancer. I'll never forget, Scoopy Miller rolled up in our yard, got out the car, me and Juwan was out there. He said, Juwan, you don't have to worry about your daddy no more. Scoopy had drove all the way down to Conway, spent the day with him, and led him to the Lord. Sometimes you just got to keep praying. Sometimes when you feel like your prayers aren't being heard and aren't being answered, they are. God's just saying, wait. I'll never forget, Preacher Buddy said something. He said, we don't have a problem when God says yes, and we don't have a problem when God says no. But when God says wait, we lose patience. If it's worth praying about, it's worth keeping on praying about. Amen. Let's just come together around the altar tonight.